The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Welcome to OHP Uncut. So glad to have you here today watching. It means so much to us. If you've subscribed to the channel, that could be your ticket to a virtual meet and greet with your favorite artists. We pick new subscribers at random. Just click that subscribe button. My name's Cannon with a K. Today, she's in a great place right now, and she's in such a positive headspace, and the music that's coming out from her is really reflecting that. Selena Gomez. The new song is Single Soon, and we're going to talk music and tacos with Selena Gomez right now on OHP Uncut.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
How are you, Selena?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. I'm here in North Texas today. I'm in your stomping grounds.
Oh, what you doing there?
My daughters live here. And I tell you what else I'm doing here. Eating tacos.
Yes, you are. That's a good man right there.
You're from Texas. I know you like tacos, and I know you have a cooking show. What's your secret to a good taco, Selena Gomez?
Honestly, it's got to be from love, because my grandmother, I grew up in my grandma's kitchen, and we are as Mexican as they come. So everything from everything was homemade. So honestly, I can't beat my grandma's cooking.
Do you ever use flour tortillas, or you stick to the corn?
We make both.
Do you ever eat lingua?
Yes, unfortunately.
Well, people that have never had lingua, which is tongue, may not know that that is a really good cut of meat.
It's a really good soup, too. It's weird.
Well, we have some catching up to do, Selena. Number one, happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What did you do? How did you spend your birthday?
My friends threw me a party, and I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. They didn't tell me much, so I just showed up, and it was a blast, and it was great. Like, all of my closest people, and it just was a really good time and a nice surprise.
Nice. I'm glad it was a nice surprise. I just had my birthday, and they took me out to see a comedian, and they sat me on the front row, like right in front. All I did was get roasted all night long, Selena. That's not great. A good surprise. I'm glad yours was good.
That's right. That's actually awesome.
How's the album coming along?
It's great. We're in the final stages. So we're wrapping it up, and it's been really, really fun. I honestly didn't know what I was going to do with the direction of the album for a few years. And then the past year or two, maybe a year, I guess, I really just started flowing, and I think the whole album has come together really nicely. It's very, very upbeat. It's a true pop album, if I could say that. And there's not any songs that are sad on the record. There's not really any moments of doubt.
Is that sort of a reflection of how your life has been as it's been coming together?
Yeah, it really has been. It's fun. I'm still a hot mess, but I like love my life, and I have great people around me, and I couldn't be luckier.
We're all a hot mess. So as it's been coming together, what sort of trends have you noticed in the music and in the writing, you know, lyrically and sonically, I guess, that are going to make up the feel of this album?
I think it's such a combination of working with some new people that I haven't worked with before, but I would have to say the heart of all of it it always kind of comes back to me and Julia Michaels. That's just my girl, and she's like my soul sister, and I don't know, but the way the melodies and just the little riffs and the fun, trickery of words, like I love the style of writing that she does, and combining it with this whole new era that I'm in, it kind of always goes back to me and her.
She's such an incredible songwriter, and you guys have had a lot of success in the past. You worked with Benny Blanco on Single Soon.
Yeah.
And it sounded so good. I was actually texting with Benny earlier today, and we were talking about you.
No way.
And here's what he had to say about you. She's so God. Incredible. She brings every song to life. By the way, he just started riffing on this. I'm like, how was it? And I got like 50 texts. I'll give you the boiled down version. Her tone is unmatched. When you're in the studio with her, you're just laughing the whole time, but somehow hours later, it's done. And somehow you have an incredible song done. It's like magic.
Well, isn't he just the nicest? it was so fun. He's the sweetest. Him and Kashmir came to the studio for the final day, and we had a blast. It's always fun energy when you're around him. And I love his whole squad. So it was a blast. Like, honestly, he took the song to a whole other place, and that's what he does best. So I was very lucky.
It's so good. And the video was so good too. And we all couldn't help but notice the Sex and the City reference. I guess you must be a massive fan.
I'm a little bit of a fan. And that's when I wanted to give Carrie redemption.
I hate to say it. I don't know if I lose man points for this or gain them, or do I even give a shit what it is with man points. But I love that show so much.
So do I. It's a guilty pleasure.
God, when it first came out, like, my girlfriend drugged me into watching it. And I was like, at first I'm like, oh God, I'm going to hate this. And
it's
now,
always the girlfriend.
And now I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it when Big died on the latest thing. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. That hurt my heart. It really did, in a way that I feel like I'm ashamed a little of how much that hurt my heart. You don't have an album release date yet, do you?
I don't have a date, but we are in the final stages, and I'm so happy and pumped, and I can't wait.
How many songs did you have to, like, pick from? You know, when you have to pick, like, the however many songs are going to be on the album, 12, 13, whatever it might be.
I don't know the exact amount, but we've been working on this for a few years, so we definitely had to narrow it down. But I'd say in the past year is when it picked up.
Are you going to be doing any tours?
I'd like to, so maybe.
We would like that, too.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Cheers to you. Thank you so much for your time, your energy, your art, of course, your music, and just thanks for being you, Selena. We always love having you on.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.